speaking here with Mark Legan, a pork producer from Indiana. First of all, Mark, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your operation?
Okay. We're a first-generation farm. Neither my wife nor I grew up in agriculture. I was a county extension agent for 7 years before we started farming 20 years ago. Our farm's grown from 120 sows back in 1989 to 2,400 sows today, producing weaned pigs for various independent customers. We also have a small grain operation of about 1,000 acres of corn and soybeans.
You've certainly had some real-world experience as a producer in this market. Tell me, when it comes to the proposed ruling by GPSA, when did you, I know, you know, when they announced the ruling, but kind of when did you hear more about it and get to learn more about what actually was being proposed?
Actually, the first I heard about the proposed ruling, our Congressman Brad Ellsworth had called me Friday before the rule was announced, and was wanting information on it, and in follow-up conversations the next week, the staff at NPPC actually became increasingly aware of it, and we were pretty neutral, really, to begin with, but as you dive into it deeper, kind of some of the risk management tools our farms utilized in the past, whether it's dealing with production contracts with neighbors or dealing with packer contracts with packers, the rule certainly would limit our ability to negotiate both on the production and marketing side going forward.
Looking at it from your perspective in the pork industry, what are some of the things you're most concerned about then?
The pork industry, in my estimation, has evolved the way it has in the last 20 years for a number of reasons. And certainly one of them is that we've had to become more efficient as producers and manage risk the best we can. And, you know, some of the effects of this ruling would limit us going forward in terms of tools that we might have that would allow us to remain competitive, not only here, you know, on a national basis, but globally. Today we're exporting, you know, one out of every four or five pigs that's produced, and so we really are in a global marketplace with competition. And, you know, our farm has grown in size, not necessarily because we wanted to, but mainly because if we wanted to remain in business, then, you know, we've had to make the capital investment and take the risk to do that. And there are advantages to a certain extent with the size and scale of some of the modern operations. And I want to be paid a fair price for the product I receive as well as anyone else. But, you know, at the same time, would hate to limit myself in that ability as well.
There are, I think, people who are looking at this and thinking that if this is approved, it's actually going to create more competition or more opportunities for small producers, and at least that's the way I have heard some rhetoric out there. What would you say to especially those who maybe aren't in an operation of your size, maybe who aren't raising that many hogs but are kind of wondering about their future and ability to do this and hopefully make a living at it?
By and large, especially the independent producers like myself, you know, we're in a commodity business. Cost of production is extremely important to our bottom line. So, you know, we've made decisions that we have in the past to try and help strengthen that bottom line. Compared to a lot of people, we're not a large producer, but we do make decisions based on our exposure to risk and try to manage that. We do enter into agreements, you know, whether it's in selling lean pigs or selling market hogs that we think have some advantage to us. My concern about the government requiring everyone, you know, to get the same price is that you know, everyone's in a different situation. And if I make change in my genetics to produce a product that a certain packer wants, I should be rewarded for that. If I want to make other changes, whether it be on loadout times to fit a packer's needs, then I would expect to be compensated for that. My problem, if everyone's paid the same, usually the price goes to the lowest common denominator.
As chairman of the Pork Producers Competitive Markets Committee, what is sort of your, do you have an official stand on this proposed ruling right now?
Well, we would like to see GPSA withdraw the rule and would like to see them rewrite it and basically stick to the points that they were charged with in the last farm bill. We feel that this ruling goes way beyond what Congress asked GPSA to do, and in fact, GPSA has included pieces in the ruling that Congress voted down during debate on the last farm bill.
Well, there will be a great opportunity to communicate that message at the livestock competition workshop that USDA and the Department of Justice is holding. So it is a time right now for pork producers or anybody in the livestock industry to make their comments known on this issue.
Yeah, and personally, my stance is that, you know, if given a chance, markets will work. We need competition in the markets, but government interference in the markets, I think in the long run, will hurt the U.S. livestock business, especially when we look at our position on a global basis.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, Mark. That's Mark Ligon. He's a pork producer from Coatesville, Indiana. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.